Ka-chow.
You regularly get lost in IKEA?
She's gonna milk me.
Stop doing that!
It's like, those pirates be getting served.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
He's got the supply, and I'm bringing the demand.
Into my brain.
Wilbur Webb with his
team. Give me your milk!
Alright.
Three, two, one. One more for fun.
The 1-2-3 was a lot more synced for some reason.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
All right.
How's the audio on that?
Pretty good. We don't know how to count backwards. That's all right. Is this?
I'm ready.
All right. Matthew's ready. I think we're live. If I was season one Tayson, I would ask,
are we live?
Are we live?
But I think we are, being that I can see it recording right there.
And I think we're good.
Cool. All right.
So, yeah.
Somebody want to?
I got it.
All right.
Oh, wait. That's a loud mic. I can keep that down there. All right. Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is the talking microphone.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah.
Hey, YouTube. Hey, guys.
YouTube.com?
So actually, we are
available on all platforms, including YouTube.com for all you video fiends. It's great. It's a great time. If you're listening to this and you can't see our beautiful faces, go ahead and fix that right now. Hop on over to YouTube. Give us a like. Or don't.
Subscribe, maybe?
Subscribe.
Ring the bell.
Smash that bell for notifications. Let's try to get 500,000 likes on this video.
3 million?
If we have 3 million likes, I'll come back for another episode next week.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right. Let's do it, guys. Okay. You all know what to do. Here we guys. Oh, wow.
Here we guys.
Here we guys.
And girls.
Go.
We got our first ever female.
Wow.
Shout out to you.
Peterson.
Oh. We are battling those allegations.
We are. Madeline Merrill joins us today.
Man.
She is a 3-time Grammy Award winning artist.
Whoa.
She just won a championship with the Denver Nuggets.
True. I was traded for
FIFA
the Ice
World
Games.
Cup.
FIFA World Cup.
Oh, FIFA World Cup for soccer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And other sports.
Traded for the
Escapades.
She, Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Oh. Back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. No, I recently heard about it.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah.
It's
news.
Knew about it before me, though. That's
pretty cool. I just had a little bit of spare time, and I figured, you know what? Let's do some good in this world.
Let's do some good
in this world.
Let's
go win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
Man, you said it. That was a great introduction. Also, huge Random Talk fan.
Yo.
Been here since day one.
Yeah.
I've already been in the podcast. In fact, I was in the back of the car for the last podcast you guys recorded for the Nebraska episode. So
really,
yeah, you were in the background.
Just a major fan. Yeah.
Wow. I forgot about that part. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Madeline, welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, it's always great, man. It's always great to have guests. It's always great to have new guests, specifically.
Get another voice.
Sorry, guys. I'll head out.
Do
you guys want to introduce yourselves?
No.
I feel like that's something you typically do at the beginning of the episode.
Hold on. Tayson's got it.
Who?
Can we, Editor Matthew, can we? All right, thanks.
Yep.
Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 23 of the Ramstalk Podcast. My name is Tayson. Alongside me, as always, via the power... Not the internet, via the power of friendship and via the power
Editor
of real
Matthew,
life.
Cut to me.
We got Matthew Jepson sitting right here across from me. If you'll notice, we got double angles going on right now. We are living in the future.
We are.
Actually, we did this in the past.
You're
back now.
We're living in the present. We are here with some very special guests. We have across from me and next to Matthew, we have Madeline Merrill. First appearance on the podcast. We're very happy and lucky to have you. Isaac is across from Matthew next to me, if you can see that on the camera. And he's been on here a couple of times, so I don't feel the need to hype him up too
That's
much.
That's fair.
But this
you guys know what the Goonster does.
This is going to be his last episode.
Yeah.
Unless we get 3 million likes.
That's right.
Yeah.
If we get 3 million likes on this video, Isaac will never miss an episode again.
Yeah.
Y'all know what to do.
There's only going to be one more.
Oh, no! And I'm going to miss it.
Thanks, Isaac. Last time on the pod. Any thoughts, man? For 2 years.
Last time on the pod, dude. It's just It's crazy. Like, I barely even believe I was on the pod the first time.
All right. Anyways, happened. We're going to move on today's episode.
He was never here. All right. So, Matthew, please, take it away. What are we doing?
Okay, first, so we got a fun lineup today.
Whoa.
Great lineup, you could say. Do we want to start with the top five draft?
Wow.
Or do we want to save that for the end? Should we go Mountain Man question first?
Let's ease into it. Let's get that Mountain Man going. Kind of get everybody's brains working.
So, Isaac, I want you to take it away now. I want you to introduce the segment.
Introduce the segment?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know too much about it other than we're going to go around and we're going to ask each other Mountain Man questions. Now, for those of you who don't know what Mountain Man questions are.
Literally the whole population.
Literally everybody. I was on a camp out once and somebody asked me a question. They said, if you and a Mountain Man were to fight, but the Mountain Man had flapjacks for hands, but you had a frying pan. You know, the thing you cook flapjacks in. They're like, who would win? And, you know, it just really got me thinking. And you know, every once in a while I'd bring out a Mountain Man question, meaning like last week.
The other day.
I started asking Mountain Man questions. Basically, the premise is, if you and a Mountain Man were to get into a fight, but there are conditions for them and conditions for you, who would win? And you think about
so
it.
So are we...
You ponder, you answer.
How in-depth are we going on our answers?
I say let's fully dive into it, you know?
Just kind of follow
not too much time,
yeah.
though. Not too much.
No, because some of them are going to be like, oh, yeah, duh, Bob, I'd win because of this, you know? Mm-hmm. And other times it's like, ooh, that's a really close one. Let me tell you why, you know? Like Tayson said, many moons ago, you just kind of have to follow the vibe.
Follow the vibe.
Yeah.
thanks, man.
Don't hand in the microphone again. That was my bad.
Basically, we are going to... just talk about some hypothetical situations. You versus a Mountain Man. You got something weird going on.
Let's keep our responses a little short, just because I know I feel like the top five.
Yeah, let's
expand.
Try and condense it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And we got it back to.
Okay.
Do we have
questions prepared, or are we just like going?
I got a question prepared.
Okay.
Can I start it off?
Start it off. I'm still prepping mine.
I got it. Okay.
Start it off, Mountain Man.
Here it is. If you and a Mountain Man were to get into a fight. But he knows all the U.S. presidents in order. And you forgot to brush your teeth this morning. Who would win?
Is this for everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was
going to
say. Yeah, it's going to be an everyone question.
I got to say, I'm in the grouchiest mood if I don't brush my teeth. Like, in the morning, I'm probably, like, just so upset until I brush my teeth. And then I'm like, oh, it's a great day, guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I can say that I'm my most vulnerable when I haven't brushed my teeth. So
really?
He's got an advantage no matter what. Like, even if he didn't know all 50 presidents, is it 50? That's 50.
Did I say 50?
There are 50 states, but there
are all U.S. presidents.
Around 56, 57. No, 40.
No,
there's about 40.
It's 46.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Did I say 50?
Technically,
I think
45.
I might have pulled that out of my
brain. He knows who's going to be elected.
Just like the U.S. presidents in order.
Okay. Yeah. Even if he did know the presidents, I think I'd still lose because I'm just like so distraught in the morning until I brush my teeth. Like, it's just.
Wow.
That's me.
Wow.
That's crazy.
All right. Do you...
May I?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. You guys have only seen me in the morning before I brush my teeth on a few rare occasions, like St. George and stuff. But I'm not going to lie, dude. I got some devious morning breath. I think if I, like, breathe in his direction, he's going down.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, he doesn't even have a chance to flex his presidential knowledge.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
He's got to be like, hi.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Mountain Man.
How's it going?
Yeah, just a lot of H's.
I'm going to be like, what's popping? And the pop's just going to go. Poof.
It's going to pop him.
Yeah, and his head's going to explode.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going with me all the way.
I like that. So far we have Mountain Man winning one, losing another.
We have him losing two, because there's no way going down here. First of all, when I was a young lad, I loved the presidents. You know,
ever have those, like...
It was a great era for me. Like, a lot of kids...
Table mats?
A lot of
plate
kids.
Mats?
Yeah.
I had a president one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, some kids are into, like, dinosaurs. Some kids are into, like, other things.
Eating crayons.
Yep. 9-volt batteries.
I was in all three of those things.
Don't let him talk, bro.
But when I was a kid, my thing was presidents. And I got to a point, really? I'm not saying this is a flex, because I can't do it anymore, but I got to a point where not only did I know the order of them, I knew the order of them backwards as well.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. So I am the mountain man, basically, is what I'm saying.
Dang.
There's no difference.
No, so
you and Chasen were to get
What I'm saying, though, is...
Different story.
If I came across a mountain man, and that was, like, his big flex, like, you think you can beat me? I know all the presidents in a row. I'd be like, man, I was doing that when I was, like, 6 years old. Chill out. Like, sit down.
And he crisscross applesauce.
Smell my stinky breath. You know what I mean? From my freshly unbrushed teeth.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Freshly unbrushed.
I think, I don't think it's that much of a handicap. And maybe that's just person to person. Like, for example, it's not a handicap for Isaac. He was going to use that to his advantage. Maybe it's a handicap for you.
Yeah. I got to tone it down for you guys. Got to brush the teeth so you guys stand a chance to survive.
Yeah. So, thank you for brushing your teeth, man.
Anytime.
So, for that reason, and that reason alone, pretty much, just because I'm not going to be impressed, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm going to be like, man, that's nothing. So.
Gotcha.
If you see me and a mountain man in a fight in the woods, help the mountain man. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Cool. So, Matthew, what's your answer, though?
Well, I think... I feel like he would just, like... That was, like, really impressive to know the... Because I don't even know the top four. Like, the first four.
US Whoa. Presidents,
you know? Yeah. George Washington, Madeleine Merrill.
Yep.
Thomas. And that's all. Like, I don't... I don't know.
The one that got stuck in the bathtub.
The one that got traded for the ice cream.
You said you didn't know.
And so I think he would just shock me. That would be like, wow, that's really cool. And in my moment of pondering of like, he's really cool, he would probably beat me up. Yeah.
But what about...
The no brushing teeth, that doesn't...
Okay, like, okay, doesn't but...
Yeah.
So he's going to like get you in like a vulnerable state and then attack. I'm thinking hypothetically, what if it's the other way around? What if your breath is so stank... He's like, oh, whoa. And then you take that moment where he's like kind of out of it to you strike and you attack.
I think you could have
that advantage.
Yeah. So I like your confidence.
Really, it's a matter. It's more so a matter of like who gets off their
gonna
skill
get it
first.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's a great answer.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Dude, I'll answer for all you guys.
All right.
My
question is over. Y'all turn.
Do you guys mind if I go?
Please.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the sedative.
Set it down, guys.
We're going to take a nap. If you and a mountain man were to get in a fight, but the mountain man had just recovered from scurvy, but your uncle was Lauri Markkanen, who would win?
Lauri Markkanen, my uncle. Yeah. I'm going to answer this one first. I'm
Please
sorry.
Do.
He just recovering from scurvy,
yeah.
Right? So he's a little, you know, clonky. I feel like in that moment of glonkiness, Lauri Markkanen, one-time All-Star, one-time Most Improved Player of the Year with the Utah Jazz.
All-Star starter
in the West. Thank you. I think he can dunk all over him, and he's got big muscles. And he just went to war.
Yeah.
So, like, he's prepared. Whoa. He's prepared. He's my uncle.
So, if there was any question before, Lauri Markkanen can definitely take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, Markkanen's not there fighting him. Because it's me.
So
I'm
you're fighting him.
But
Markkanen is your uncle.
You have the super genetics.
And he has taught me his ways.
Because he's your uncle and your mentor.
Uncle.
So that's, I will win.
Yep.
Thank you. Senate.
No question.
I like it.
Do you mind?
Yeah, please.
Just to chime in, pretty much same thing. If Lauri Markkanen was my close relative and also my mentor, I think I could fight anybody. And that's that.
That's that.
Mm-hmm.
Help the mountain man.
Help the mountain man.
And I gotta say the same thing. I mean,
sorry, I'm gonna cut you off, and I'm probably gonna do it 6 more times. I have a counter. Help the mountain man. I think it should be an early candidate for
title.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, the floor is yours.
The fight is yours.
Oh man. I mean, honestly, I have to agree. I think you brought up some.
She scratched it with her nail.
I think you brought up some good points, really. That, you know, if Lauri Markkanen is your uncle, then you've got good genetics already, like, infused in your DNA. You know what I mean? And you just, like, flip them on the moment, like, a mountain man starts coming up. But, yeah, you know what I mean? Especially, like, a stumbling little scurvy mountain lion.
Mountain lion? Go Cougars. Yeah.
Go mountain lion.
I think you've got that in the bag. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like that would go down. No,
if he's all glonked up, dude.
There's no chance.
I'm taking me 10 times out of 10.
Yeah. 23 times out of 23.
Correct. For live marketing.
All right, Isaac, your answer?
I'm going to go a slightly different route, but only slightly. You know, this man is just recovering from scurvy, but he is still feeling better than he has been, you know? Go Bones. go Bones. So I feel like he's going to, you know, this is going to be one of the better days that's been for the last, like, few weeks. And so I feel like if Lauri Markkanen is there to assist me, if he'll, like, pick up the phone, you know, then, like, you know, obviously, easy bag.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it. But, like...
Easy bag.
I feel like this mountain man, he might be feeling really confident, and that might, like, shake me off guard since he's feeling better after scurvy. But
okay,
I feel like it could go both ways. You know, I got those marketing genetics.
What does the recovery process look like?
I think you just eat an orange and you feel better. Limes. Yeah, limes,
Dr. Madeline limes. Here.
But like how? But like, so like, is there a pretty quick like bounce back rate?
I don't know, but
like,
he's
like, is he gonna be like in a daze for a bit, or is he like, I got over my scurvy?
I mean, I feel good. Like he's back out into the forest. You know, he's no longer sitting at home in bed.
Well,
I think
I'm wondering,
he's good enough
if he
to chop
has
trees.
Scurvy, is he also a pirate? Is he like a pirate mountain man? Like, you
whoa.
Know,
whoa,
like
mountain man,
because like
pirate
those
pal.
Pirates be getting scurvy.
What
you know
what is
I mean?
An that's island true. But a mountain in water?
What? All right, next question. I'm kidding. I totally forgot your question because I was laughing.
What I just barely said. Yep. I said, "Was it an island but a mountain in water?"
Nothing.
That's the that.
Okay.
I don't know why you guys just
no
didn't say anything.
I was thinking about my answer, bro.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
I don't have an answer for that.
Anyways, that's it.
All right.
All right. Cool, man.
That's a great question. Great question. Great question. Yes. Who wants to go next with the mountain man?
I have one.
Sick.
Okay. Let's see here, guys. Okay. If you and a mountain lion, were to get into a fight, so for his name is Jared, he's 19, and he never learned how to read, and you regularly get lost in IKEA, who would win?
Man. Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so... If I'm getting lost at IKEA, I'm sure I'm get lost other places as well.
Mm.
So I'm gonna if we're fighting in a forest, like that's our setting, like I'm pretty sure I can get lost in a forest. But I could use that, like as an advantage because he doesn't know where I am because I'm lost.
He also can't read, so he can't even read trail signs and stuff too. Either.
Exactly. So for that reason, for the knowledge of everything that's going on, I think I would win because I could outbeat him. And his name's Jared.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dad.
Matthew's never going to lose to
listen,
a Jared.
Listen,
yeah.
He's 19 years old. I'm 20.
Yeah,
that
baby!
So,
immediate advantage.
We've not like addressed that on the
no.
show.
Would you like to?
Yeah. So at the time that we're recording this, Matthew turned 20 like 2 days ago. So happy Random Talk birthday to Matthew.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for celebrating with me.
Two great decades of Matthew Jepson.
Matthias Jeppy.
Yeah. Of the Matthias Jeppy experience.
Yeah.
How's it feel, man? Let's just take a brief
intermission quick
before we get into the Lost in the Woods thing.
We're gonna sing.
I froze it. it feels good, man. I haven't really thought about it. Like 20, you know?
Yeah. 20.
I feel like I would think about like 21.
You do he like for me. He made it to age 10, like he made it through first decade and he was like, I could do this.
And he did.
And he did.
So.
And now he's excited for 21 because that's
always looking
much
looking
more exciting.
Just kidding. 20
or...
21.
Next play mentality.
Next play mentality.
Next
year
next
mentality.
Year mentality.
Next year. Yep. But yeah, it feels good. Just it was a great birthday. So thanks for hanging out with me, playing some basketball.
Yeah, man.
Watching some
great
basketball.
Time. Great
time. A chill
great
birthday.
Time. Great time.
Anyways, yeah. Thanks guys.
So
back to the.
So but to wrap up your thing, you're saying you're going to win.
I'm going to win.
Because you're just going to get lost that nobody could possibly
He can't
find
read.
You.
I get lost, but I can use that as advantage because he doesn't know where I am. Because if I'm lost, that means they're also searching for
me. If you don't know
me.
Where you are, then yeah, how does anybody...
So I'm taking
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think I want to defer this to Isaac, actually. I need to think about it.
Well, I'm thinking very similar thing, you know. I just commonly get lost. Like, I have some experience with that, and I feel like that's a big thing, you know. Like, if you get lost all the time, you have a lot better advantage when you're in a place that neither of you guys know about. And we're both older than him.
Bones.
So, I gotta just say samesies to Matthew's answer.
And it's like IKEA, too. Like, you're frequently getting lost in IKEA.
Yeah. And you can't read in IKEA. But, like, when you're out in the forest, you can read the trailheads. And
I can't read in IKEA anyways. It's in, like,
no,
Sweden
yeah, so, like, you don't need to read to, you know, figure
to
out. Yeah, to get lost.
Quote of the day. All right.
You don't need to read to get lost.
Great answer. Great answer, yeah. Isaac.
Unless you're getting lost in a book. Well, maybe you can get lost in a book easier if you can't
hey,
read.
Man.
Y'all just be reading and you're
just
like...
I've lost in some books that I
Hello?
Didn't read.
That I didn't read.
All right. I think so I'm the one who gets lost in IKEA. He's the one who can't read. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take myself on this one. Because my tactic is just spell out my words.
Ooh.
But like not all of them, just like one per sentence. Like, man, I'm going to kick your B-U-T-T. And he's going to be like, oh, what? And then in his moment of confusion, similar to the last one, I strike. And I'll just be like, man, I bet you wish you could R-E-A-D right now. And he'd be like, stop doing that. And I'd just knock him in the nose. Yeah.
That's
so
sick.
That's my strategy.
That's really good.
Do you want me to spell it out for you? All right. Hey, Madeline, if you were
a mountain lion,
please
and
take this time to answer your own question.
Oh, my own question.
Yeah.
Oh, if I had to go against Jared, who's 19 and never learned how to read as a mountain man, honestly, I kind of have to give it to him. You know what I mean? Because he's got the Vine following. You know what I mean? Like the Vine followers and kind of like the like.
This is true.
Yeah.
He does have like a whole.
He has
army.
A posse. He has.
You didn't take this into consideration.
Hey, you got a posse too, also known as the Boys on the Ram Talk podcast. We will beat up those 19-year-olds.
And you guys can read, so
we can.
Perhaps. I mean, if I had you guys like there with me to like kind of like pop it up a little bit, I think we got in the bag.
Yeah,
then, but,
we got.
Yeah,
we got this. All right,
sick.
I love it. I mean, we were mostly confident in ourselves. So
yeah,
that's yeah, good round. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, finish us off.
If you guys, or any one of you out there hearing my voice right now, if you guys got into a fight with the mountain man, but the mountain man actually was also a milkman, a milk mountain man, mountain
a
milk
milk mountain man?
Mountain man, milkman?
Mountain man.
Yep.
Indiana.
And you were like severely lactose intolerant, like...
Whoa.
Like, you look at a cow and you just like fall over. Like,
oh,
just
wow.
like, it really intense.
Cow tipping you
like
for real.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Cow tipping, except you're the cow.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's my hypothetical. So, mountain man, milkman, lactose intolerant.
Is a milkman like a, he, does he like deliver the milk, or is he like, does he milk the cows? Like, what?
Oh, he delivers the milk. He makes sure that milk gets where it needs to go. And in this case scenario, it's in your face.
Whoa. Because
he knows about
he
your
knows.
Weakness.
Yeah.
He knows about your dry cereal fondness. And so he's just going to like,
dude.
He's just going to dose you up, man.
Or if you're
and
Tanner
gonna...
Hawley, you put it in water.
Does he really do that?
Puts his cereal in water.
No
sometimes.
Way.
Right?
Listen, man.
Or no, why am I just goofing that?
I don't know if you're goofing, but I'm. Like it's believable.
Tanner would be.
Yeah.
He would so do that.
So here's the thing.
Let's try it.
Hey, no. Man. Dude, desperate times call for desperate measures. I've been there, done that. I tried it to try it. And
Mr. Worldwide.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't, like, better, but it wasn't that bad. So.
Now I know.
Do you guys mind if I answer first?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
I don't stand a chance.
I do mind.
First of all, I don't like milk anyways, and then now in this hypothetical, I'm lactose intolerant. He has an obvious advantage being a milkman, you know? He's got the supply, and I'm bringing the demand, you know? And that's good economy for him.
Give me your milk!
milk it up!
That's the demand.
Yeah, I demand it right now. But so, it just, I don't see a single way that I can even...
Catch me in the out of context clip.
Give me your milk!
Yeah, I just don't see any outcome where this is good for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can it be chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Okay, because if it's chocolate milk, I'm winning this thing, guys.
He might die in the process.
He's just a milkman. Here's the thing, guys. Milkman.
I am lactose intolerant. I drink chocolate milk every single day of the week? Yes, sir. Like, I'd be fine.
Swag.
I'm, like, building up the tolerance to the lactose intolerance. Ooh. You know what
she
I mean?
Is,
like,
she is lactose is tolerant
she
right
is.
Now.
If it was regular milk?
Yeah.
Regular 2%.
Chocolate milk's great. Like, yeah. it's great. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We need more brown cows.
Yep.
More
brown cows.
More brown cows.
More brown. All right, cool.
Wow.
Let's pitch that to the Farmers Association of America.
He's a milkman and
also
a mountain
known
man.
As
the mountain milkman.
Yeah, man. Matthew, what? So
like he's doing it all. Like he's gonna deliver the milk right to my face.
Yep. He milked it probably himself.
I think so. Yeah. He's a milker.
Yep.
He's gonna milk me.
Yeah. He's from Nebraska.
Probs.
Oh,
the state.
It's their state.
No, it's imported. Yeah. It's all imported.
They're bevy.
I knew there were a bunch of milk drinkers down there.
He's a mountain man.
South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah, they're the cow capital of the world.
I'll never forget that.
Please do.
What did you say? Okay, Matthew.
No, great guys. I think, listen, I'm always confident in myself.
As
like,
you should
that's
be.
Always going to be something I do.
The finisher.
Yeah, the finisher. My remarkant is my uncle. But I think... Like, I feel like when I get sick, like, I get sick. It takes me out. So if he's throwing bottles and he's maybe just straight out the udder milk at me, you know? Like, I don't know, man.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying?
We did not discuss. We did not discuss whether or not he had udders, so. Yeah.
Well, not
so
him, the cow.
Well,
that
no,
he's
I mean,
bringing
like,
to the fight.
No, I mean, like, udders, like, readily available. I'm not saying they're on him, just like. To his disposal.
He very well also may have udders on him. We don't know.
He is armed and dangerous.
He's committed to the life of milk.
He is uttered and dangerous.
You know, they like a milk cow has udders. The milk comes straight from the milk cow. Why would the milk not come straight from the milkman?
That's a really good point. I think we should.
Milk cow, for real.
We're going to start a dialogue. all right. So, are you saying...
I'm losing this one.
Wow.
I feel like he could drown me in milk. And I could get sick, and then I'll die.
That's true.
Other than that, I.
Hey,
there it is.
This is a comedy podcast.
Let's go, baby.
This is the comedy. Hey guys, this is the comedy. I'm probably not even recording.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Props.
We'll see if it picks up. Anyway, I think I'm gonna lose this one.
All right.
Like, but yeah. Great question.
Well, you guys.
You asked the question.
Hey, great question.
You as well.
Well,
sorry, Jared. You're going down.
I think, you know, maybe it's just like a, you know, like a family thing. But I'm with Madeline on this one. Like, I think I'm taking this, dude. Number one, if it's chocolate milk, yes, because I'm gonna devour that with absolutely no symptoms because like I'm just built different.
Dub off.
Give me the milk.
This is my own hypothetical, and I'm like, all right, no.
Got milk?
But
yes.
My thought was like, he's the milkman.
Correct.
So give me some milk.
Hey.
You're his boss.
And exactly.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm just going to drink loads of milk. In this hypothetical, I'm severely lactose intolerant, which means I'll probably at least get a little gassy. You know, I'll just drink enough to get a little gassy, and I'll just like fart really bad. And then he'll be, you know, similar thing to the last two questions. He'll be so discombobulated from my fart that I'll take that opportunity, you know?
Right. And
that's some good strategizing.
You can't smell the fart. He can.
Exactly.
So you won't be fazed at all.
Exactly.
Bro, yeah. You're immune. Because
I'm just gonna fart directly in his face.
You're immune to toxic.
So nobody
damage.
Else. So nobody else.
Welcome to the Ramatalk podcast, Madeline.
Because here's the thing. I don't want to you know cause anybody else any discomfort or anything. So I want to make sure he's the only person in the world whose nose it reaches.
That's so considerate of you.
Yeah. Thanks.
This is like when Superman like grabs like a bomb and he just like flies it out of the atmosphere so it can't hurt anyone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna like
instead of a bomb, it's like my butt.
It's like your butt and a mountain man.
Yeah.
And a cow's udder. All right, guys.
I love our podcast. I really do. I love it here.
Great idea on that mountain man question. Like,
thanks
for the segment.
I mean, you came up with the segment, so.
Okay. We're gonna
great idea. Man. Great idea.
Maybe.
Maybe. We get to like roll on to the next egg.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
All right, so,
Matthew, do you want to introduce this one?
We gotta encourage some content engagement. Go to YouTube and comment your mountain man hypothetical question.
I'll put a little questionnaire thing on the podcast.
Yeah.
On Spotify, so if you're on Spotify, fill that out.
If you're on Spotify, answer the question. If you're on YouTube, also answer the question.
Yeah.
If you have any alternative conversation points.
All right.
Feel free to answer the mountain man questions that we asked today.
Like, disagree with us. You know what I mean?
I just wanted a kiss. All right, thanks.
All right. okay, so our next segment, top five. We've done in the past. This one's going to be a little different. This is going to be a top five draft. Okay? So that means, how are we going to do the order of the draft?
Probably just like tallest to shortest.
What if we do a snake draft where it's like you start and then it gets back to the last person, they go twice, it goes back, they go twice. Is that a snake draft? Am I saying that right? So like, let's say
instead of Tayson, you, me, Madeline, and then go back to Tayson, you get the first pick.
Okay.
And then it goes like you, me, Matthew, Madeline. Madeline has the worst pick, so she's like, you know, we're getting all the good stuff, so like she needs a chance to like stack up her team a little bit.
Yeah.
So she gets to pick twice, and then instead of going back to you, it'll like come back around.
Oh, so it'll bounce.
If we're doing this in rounds, it's like you get the first pick of the first round, but then you get the last pick of the second round.
Oh.
But then the first pick of the third round.
That's crazy. I like it.
I think that's just fair for everyone.
I think that's perfect.
Just to make sure.
All right, let's do a rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Let's you two and then us two.
Okay. And then the winner face each other.
Yeah.
Just right. Out of one, not best, like out of three.
Best out of three.
Best out of three.
I'm a best out of three type of guy.
Okay.
On shoot?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I gotta win one more.
Rock, paper, rock, scissors, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, okay. Scissors,
hey,
shoot.
Great game. Great game. Wish you the best of luck.
Who won?
Okay.
So this is first, second, and then you guys do for third and fourth.
Okay.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Bro, wow. I did scissors the whole time. Did you realize that?
No.
Oh.
Rock.
So first, second.
Rock.
Wow, I get the first pick.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Whoa. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
1-1.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, so one, two, three, four.
So
okay.
But you go
twice on your turn.
Yes.
And then when it gets back to me, do I go twice?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so to introduce the top five segment, top five draft, pink/red characters. Now, these can be from cartoons. They can be from like memes. Maybe there's commercials.
Video games.
Yeah. Illustrations.
Really everywhere.
Really pink, red.
Anywhere
characters.
You've seen a pink
and
person.
It's just like mostly pink. Like
Tell them how this started though.
The majority of the pink red characters. Yeah, so this started. I don't know. This is where this started. I beat her in Connect Four and I was like, Madeline, and I was like, yo, you did a great job. And she's like, Cap. And she sent me a picture of this frog. I was like, okay, I guess we're sending frogs now. So I sent a picture of a frog. And then she just started sending, like, a Shrek picture. And then, like, we just went from, like, and then we just kept the green theme. And then we just sent pictures of green characters.
For, like, 2 weeks.
For like 2 weeks in a row. That's all we did. So, and then we're like, let's bring it on the podcast. So that's how that started.
Yeah.
So I got first pick.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
You got first pick.
Wow. Who do I want to pick?
Set the tone.
Victor Wembanyama.
I got my first pick in the 2023 Pink Red character draft.
Here we go.
I'm going Clifford the Big Red Dog. Oh.
Solid.
My first
pick.
My first
solid
pick.
Great pick.
I don't know if we're going like iconic characters, but
do you want to like maybe just give like a little bit of background?
Yeah, so I was a big Clifford fan growing up. I was when he was in his dog days. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
When he was like little.
Yeah.
There was even like a video game I played. Y'all have the Clifford video game?
No.
Like on a CD.
Have you seen the live action Clifford?
I've not. No.
I feel like it just popped up one day.
It did. Yeah.
It did.
But anyways, big Clifford fan. I wanted to get him off the board early, so I selected him in my first pick.
Good call. Man. Good call. I feel like he'd be up there.
Yep. Anyways, so now, Isaac.
Okay. My first pick of the 2023 season is Taysen. When he has red hair, when I was first on the pod for the Space Babies episode.
Can we editor Matthew, can we get like a quick
pick?
And also, if I'm allowed to like also include Taysen when he had red roots under his black hair, and technically, right? Do you have like a red, or is it just like, whoa, was that like solid red, and now it's like pink, or was it always pink?
So one of these is supposed to be red.
It was red.
No, it was red. It's a little bit more of like a magenta, kind of like lava girl hair type deal. But yeah, so I'd also like to include Taysen right now. You know,
I've had red hair, I've had pink hair, so
yeah,
that's a great pick.
I suppose I'm on the board.
Sorry, I'm gonna write down all our picks so but we can do a review.
Here's
later.
Like an interesting thought. I think it's interesting. Isaac took red Taysen. If somebody else wanted to take pink hair Taysen,
that's an option? Yeah, I think so.
All right, okay,
I think so.
Cool.
Okay, Taysen, your turn.
All right, so I'm going to take pink. Oh, I'm just
kidding. Can I borrow the pencil?
Yeah.
I just want to keep track of who I got.
So you said.
I said Clifford.
And you said me.
Yes, I
said red hair.
Okay. Just looking at my list right now, I think somebody I want to get off the board. I'm going Elmo. I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I had that one.
It he's just so red. You know what I mean? Like, he just
Amen.
Is.
Bro, he was a guest on the podcast one time.
He was a guest on the podcast one time.
No way.
Yeah.
The Christmas episode, too.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Facts. Yeah, I just think he's just too iconic to leave
pick.
Up there for
that's
very
a,
much
I was,
longer.
I was debating,
so.
Like, one of those main red guys, but I went with Clifford for my first pick. So.
Yeah. All right. Madeline, you're up. You got two picks back-to-back.
I have two picks back-to-back.
Let me write that down.
Yeah. Let's see here. I think my number one pick.
Just bring it.
Whoa. It's got to be Bing Bong from Inside Out.
That was on my board. That was on my board.
Mm-hmm. Who's your friend that likes to play?
Bing Bong.
You know, and he's just like a selfless guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he literally like pick. Dies at the end.
Dude, that's
Those
a great were... pick, man.
Sorry. That was like one of my first things I thought of, like when I was thinking about this. I was like, Bing Bong.
Quick confession time.
He's
Bing Bong was not on my big board.
No Bing Bong on the big board?
Yeah. So, shout, you know, you can imagine I'm like really impressed because he was not even on my radar. So, good pick.
Get on my level.
Who is it?
Right. Just kidding.
Okay, so
round
two.
Round two.
Pick one.
Round two. Okay, round two. I got to say, because you already mentioned it earlier. He just about stole my draft pick. Lava Girl from Sharkboy and Lava
Whoa.
Girl.
Whoa! I didn't even think about her.
How did you guys not think about that?
I didn't even think about her either. Literally, it didn't even click when I
it
said his hair
looked
like
It clicked for you when
like
you said
Lava
his hair.
No, it didn't even click. I wasn't even like, oh, I could put her on my board.
That's a great one.
Man, that is a great one. Man.
All right, so now we're going back to Taysen because we're snaking back around.
Yeah. All right, my next pick.
Dang, Madeline would. Two great ones off the board. That's
Guys,
crazy.
I did my homework.
You did.
Can I? I'm
Actually,
gonna,
no.
Please,
I just
please.
Casually think about Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
As you should.
Dream. You know?
All right. Next up, in terms of just like people that I gotta get before they're got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give me... This is... Matthew's going to like this pick. Give me Lightning McQueen.
Ooh. That's a good one.
I knew you were going to take that one.
Like, ka-chow. Basically, that's all I got to say.
Enough said.
Ka-chow.
Sorry. Let me just write that down.
All right. So, that means it's back to you.
Back to me.
So, sorry. No, no. Great pick. Great pick.
Thanks, man.
I don't love cars, but it was on my board, so...
He prefers bikes.
Yeah. Good job, man. Anyone else want to add to Lightning McQueen? I feel like we gave no like commentary to that one.
Yeah, so basically, Lightning McQueen is a race car.
All right, just give it back to Isaac.
He won the Piston Cup.
He won the Piston Cup.
Multiple times, dude.
Multiple times.
Because he won as a rookie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like in the actual movie Cars, like when he's leading up to the Piston Cup, does he win it? I don't think he does.
I thought he did.
No, because he goes off and he helps the car that crashes.
Oh, correct. Because
he has that character arc. In the first one,
I don't think he won any. But I think by the end of it, he got at least one.
Because he was winning by like any means possible. Yeah. And then by the end, he was no longer doing it.
Because, I mean, I don't know how much time we need to spend on this, but, like, if you guys remember in the third one, because I know we all went and watched that together.
Isn't that the one where he's, like...
I haven't seen that
almost
one.
Almost retired.
It's,
he's, like,
exactly. It's the one where, like, he's all washed up and stuff. Yeah. And so I'm like, he had to have at least had one by then.
No, because he was famous probably. Enough that this guy, like... The guy that was, like, sponsoring him, you know, like, really thought he could, like, build a huge brand around him. And that there was already a brand there. So it sounds like he had a few victories.
He was trying to capitalize...
At least, sounds like he was a fan.
He's on a much.
Great pick, great pick. All right, Isaac.
Number 95. Shout out to JTA, man.
Shout out to JTA. All right. With my number 2 pick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with my man Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Love that guy.
Honestly, kind of forgot about superheroes. Yeah. That's a good pick.
Dude, because like when I looked up red characters, I didn't Sorry. See. No, you're good. Like we got Iron Man. They're, you know, you could do Thor technically, like his cape. Mm. None of these guys are on my board. That's why I'm saying them.
Mm-hmm.
But like I just like remembered that Spider-Man is red, and I was like, how could I leave this guy out?
Yeah, great pick.
Yeah, I for real is my team so far is me and Taysom.
Your Spider-Man. All right, back to me. I'm going, when you think of iconic trios, what do you think of?
Powderpuff Girls.
Oh. Powderpuff Girls.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, you got one?
I don't know. You're going to say it, and I'm going to be like, oh, double.
Well, I have one. Alvin and the Chipmunks. My boy Alvin. I'm taking Alvin.
He's on my board.
On
my board.
I'm picking Alvin.
Matter of fact, I got to cross him off.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I wrote his name in all caps.
I feel like Alvin.
Alvin.
I just needed to get him off the board early. So with my second pick, I went Alvin.
You should have, man. Honestly, yeah, I was not that far away from taking him. So
Let's go, baby.
That's a good get. Okay, so you have two.
Oh, I got one more. Let me just write this down. Okay, let's look at my Google sheet of photos here. Ooh.
He's got the pictures and everything.
And we're doing 5 picks.
We're doing
like,
5 picks.
Everybody should have 5 by the end of this.
Okay.
I don't know if we said that.
No, but. So I'm getting this one off the board.
Okay.
I'm going the Pink Panther.
Oh.
He was on my board.
Let's
That's a good
go,
one.
Dude. Sorry, I'm taking all your picks.
First pink thing I wrote down was Pink Panther.
I just like, it says it's in the name.
Yeah.
He's all pink. Might as well just take him.
He's an icon in the world of pink.
I used to be able to play the Pink Panther theme song on the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it for the Word Talent Show. So shout out to that. All right. Anyways, back to Isaac.
Just jazzy and beautiful.
Okay. This is one that, that I'm trying to get off the board before it gets snatched up. Barbie.
Oh.
I thought about that. Dude, I was so worried that she was going to get picked. She's actually...
We'll go watch the Barbie movie.
She's number 4 on my list, but I bumped her up to number 3 just because I was so afraid that she's more popular.
The draft stocks went up.
Yeah. I was really worried with the new movie coming up that you guys were going to possibly capitalize.
I didn't even think about that one.
Gotta be honest. Glad. Didn't even cross my mind.
It's good to have her on the team. I feel like she can do anything, you know? Between her, Spider-Man, and Taysom, really, I don't need anyone else.
You don't. All right.
Are we playing basketball? It doesn't even matter because they're just going to shred no matter what.
I love it.
Get this out of my hands.
Yeah. So I did briefly consider Barbie. She didn't end up making my list, but
that's fair.
But yeah, I do think it's a good pick. Next, I'm liking the red theme here. I've got a couple of good pink ones, but I honestly think they're people that can slide. So yeah, I'm gonna let them slide.
Mm-hmm.
But red people, I feel like I gotta get it out of the way. I'm going with the one and only Super Mario, bro.
Oh.
Him and his red cap, similar to my friend Isaac right now.
It's like a Jewish boy.
I just think another iconic guy that I felt like was gonna get swept up if I didn't do something about it.
No,
actually, I saw him like when I looked up red characters. He actually inspired me to do Spider-Man because I thought he was Spider-Man for a second.
The red blue combo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
But I saw it and I was like, that's one of Taysen's picks. So like, he's not even on my board because I was like, I'm just gonna leave him.
Glad I got him.
Yeah.
Sick dude.
Welcome.
Great pick.
Team.
So
welcome to the team.
Let's just do a quick review. Yes. Oh, yeah. We'll go yours and then do a review. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your pick.
Okay.
Third pick.
Guys, I went all the way back to, like, into my brain to like retrieve this memory.
Nice.
But I'm gonna go with Wilbur from Charlotte's Web. You guys know that.
Whoa.
Like, pink little pig?
Yeah.
The pig?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great one.
That's crazy.
Thanks. You know what I mean? Like,
shout out to Wilbur. Yeah.
Shout out to
Wilbur.
Charlotte's
I know
Web.
What you mean, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, guys. It's just
that was a great pick.
I feel like Charlotte's Web was like really relevant when we were younger. And then it just like took a steep drop off, like after elementary school.
In terms of relevancy.
In terms of like for
Wilbur,
us,
that's
why I said
Wilbur Webb relevancy.
The Wilbur's relevancy for Charlotte's Web. I don't know if that's because like Charlotte's Web just was popular when we were younger, and then it like wasn't, or if that's just like because we were elementary school kids.
I mean, it's,
I used to watch like that movie all the time.
Is it like not like intended for children? Like I feel like
I feel like it is intended for children, but like I don't know, just
but, like when was the
it felt like one of those
Charlotte
things. It was like quicksand or like stop, drop, and roll. Where like I thought I'd be encountering this like every other week, you know? Yeah. Like Charlotte's Web was just like
that's
one
crazy
of the
dude
stories when we were younger, and like
that makes sense.
I like forgot about it until this very moment.
Yeah, because so, I remember in like third grade we read Charlotte's Web as a class. We watched the movie, then we like performed it as a like
whoa
a play for our class.
Shout out to Texas like elementary
dude
schools, because that's what I did in Texas. In
Texas
elementary
wow schools carries the whole United States.
They
on its
really
back
do. They really do.
At
sorry
least the Charlotte's
Web
franchise.
I knew my times table before everybody else up here in Utah.
Yeah, so let's go. Hey, Texas friends for real. All right, you go I'm another so pick. Oh wait, I'm gonna review
friends,
real fast.
Texas friends.
Okay, so far
friends, we get it.
Clifford, Alvin, and Pink Panther for me. For Isaac, we got Taysen. Red hair Taysen, mm-hmm. Spider-Man, Barbie.
Yep.
Taysen, we got Elmo, Lightning McQueen, Mario.
My boys.
These are strong picks right there.
My
yeah
boys.
Madeline, Bing Bong, Lava Girl,
love Bing Bong,
and Wilbur. Very creative picks,
thanks.
I must say.
I love
very,
it.
Very
I really love it.
Thanks.
So
you get one more.
Yeah.
And then you get one.
One
more after that, but like when we come back around.
Yeah.
Okay, I just think like because of the vibe I did with Wilbur, I like mm-hmm just a cute little like small, sickly little pig.
Yeah.
You know what it'll I mean?
Be. Her next pick is
think
Red Cap Isaac.
I just need to counter that with Azula from
whoa
Avatar The Last Airbender. You
oh my gosh.
I mean?
You could have chosen anyone in the Fire Nation.
I really could have. I could have chosen Zuko and everything, but I was like, you know what? I want an insane person on my team here. You know what
I have
mean?
No
you,
idea who this is.
You seem like
here
you'd like Azula.
Is this?
Have you you've seen
I
Avatar,
want to be
right?
Azula.
A little bit.
Oh gosh.
Is this who it is?
It makes me so sad.
But like, you
Azula
can also
because she can shoot lightning.
Yeah.
I got Lava Girl with lava.
Wow.
And Azula who can shoot lightning.
Yeah.
Is this it? Is
yeah,
that
that's Azula.
Okay. Cool.
You got firebenders and animals.
And animals.
I like your picks.
Bing Bong is a bunch of different
an
animals.
Imaginary animal. Imaginary.
He's part dolphin. Do you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dolphin and cotton candy.
Okay, so you got one more after. So just be thinking of your last pick.
My last pick.
Okay, Taysen, back to you.
Take it off.
All right, so second to last pick. I feel like, you know what? No, I feel like I do have to return the favor. Isaac picked me. I'm going to take Isaac, specifically.
Red Cap Isaac, like
do you,
right now?
Were you, how red did you ever get?
Probably my Beatles sweatshirt. It was pretty red. Red hair right before I had brown hair again. You remember that?
Yeah, I'm taking red hair Isaac.
I
and if I can't have red hair Isaac, give me current Isaac right now because he's got a little red
hey
hat
man
on.
They both want to be on your team, so
I'll take him.
Friendship.
If I'm a free agent by the end of this, hit me up.
Very creative pick.
All right.
Okay, Isaac, back to you.
Okay. So this was my number three pick. I'm just so emotional about this. I didn't think she was going to get snatched up, but I just really value
having her on my team. So this one's sliding down to four now.
This one slid down to four, yeah. But, you know, I still don't think you guys are going to snatch her up, but I just really want her on my team. It's Pinkie Pie.
Oh.
The pink pony from My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Good pick.
She's my favorite pony out of the main six and out of the whole franchise. And, yeah, I feel like she just really brings the energy to the team.
Shout out to Pinkie Pie being referenced like 3 times in the past like 3 days.
Yeah, no, she's been on my brain for some reason. Yeah. So as soon as we had this draft, she was like one of my first thoughts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Great pick.
Matthew,
great
back
pick.
To you. Do you get
so
you get
I've, a double I've, pick. I get double pick to finish out my
and that,
my picks.
And then you're
whoa.
I've been looking at my list here, okay, and I'm like I was overthinking it so much because I didn't know what y'all were gonna pick. So I have lots of options to pick
same.
For.
That's good.
I think I'm gonna get this one out of the way. One of my favorite went far in the kids cartoon bracket challenge. This one went far in the kids cartoon bracket challenge that
I'm
we did
scared.
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
Give me Bob the Tomato from VeggieTales.
Oh.
Whoa!
Give me Bob.
That's a Matthew pick.
That is. I'm so glad it's still on the board.
That is the definition of a Matthew pick.
That's like Tayson's Mario, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you guys meant to be.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure what it means to be Tayson's Mario, but
I want to be Tayson's Mario.
Let me tell you right now, Matthew. High praise.
Thank you. All right, with my last pick. I have a lot of good ones here. I think just for the sake of what y'all been discussing here and like the memes, the funniness.
Yeah.
Give me Benny the Bull.
Wow.
Oh my.
Give me Benny
Whoa.
The Bull. For my final pick. For my final pick.
Dude. That is a great pick. That's a phenomenal pick.
And for
pick.
Saying it's number five, dude. I thought you were going to swipe
dude,
that.
When we talk about sleeper picks, bro,
yeah.
He did not cross my mind a single
Same.
Time.
Let's go.
That's crazy.
No, if he had, I would have copped him
hey, let's,
early on.
Let's put up the video of them and Benny the Bull now.
Yeah.
All right, good job.
Benny the Bull, if you're out there, I'm looking for you.
bro wants his bro hug.
Anyways.
I do want my bro hug. I also want a freaking explanation, man. Maybe an apology, dude.
So
not too much to ask.
That rounds
you,
out.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
That rounds out my top five. Clifford,
Alvin
from Alvin and the Chipmunks, Pink Panther, Bob the Tomato, and Benny the Bull.
What a
solid
team.
List,
that's a great
what a
five.
Squad.
All right.
Wow.
Isaac, this is going to go back to you to finish off.
Okay. Man, I've got a few here because I ended up with a total of 13 on my board just because I was like, you know, I put a few of them just really out there in case y'all copped them up. I'm also going with memes. I'm going to go with the Among Us guy.
Ooh. Red Among Us guy.
Specifically Red Among Us guy.
that pink is pretty sus, man.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Sick,
that,
dude,
that's
yeah.
what I have to say about that.
I thought about that. Because I sent a green Among Us to her in the text.
That's Whoa, good.
And so,
that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So
fresh
I thought
on
about
the mind.
It, but...
Fresh on the mind. All right.
All right. Tayson. So the recap, Isaac's picks.
Yeah.
Tayson, red hair, Tayson.
Great pick.
Spider-Man, Barbie, Pinkie Pie, and Red Among Us.
How do you feel about your team? How do you feel like you did?
I feel like we're doing really good. We have a lot of different people from a lot of different situations, but I feel like they can all handle a lot. I have just enough variety in there that I feel like they can handle anything that
you
throw at them. So I'm not even sure if I'm building a basketball team here, but it doesn't matter because no matter where you put these guys, what they're competing for, I'm pretty confident that my team's going to win.
Nice.
I like it.
That
like
is
it.
What we like to hear from Coach Isaac.
All right, Tayson, finish us off, baby.
So, last pick. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to cop me the power couple of the ages. Give me Princess Peach, bro. Give me the legend. Give me the icon.
Man.
The definition of pink. the inspiration wow. the inspiration for the greatest song I've ever heard in my life, Blackbird by the Beatles. anyways, yeah, I'm looking at my list and yeah. I also, think... I had like no pink in there, so I felt like I needed to get like some.
You get a pink in there. Very red
yeah.
heavy.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Well, let's recap.
I mean, I love
let's
red,
recap,
but I needed pink.
Elmo. Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
Mario. Isaac. Red hair. Red hat. Isaac. Yeah. Princess Peach.
So, how do you feel about your team?
Really great. We do have a little bit of a wink link somewhere in there. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Freaking Peach.
Freaking Peach. Freaking
Peach. That's why she's the last pick.
Yeah.
Yep. We here.
You can feel free to, you know, you don't got to pick me just because, like, you can.
No, I felt like it was the right thing to do.
It was a key moment.
I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. But, like, you know, sometimes you got to.
I also love this little hat for you.
Thank you. Yeah. But, like, if you feel like, you know, like, that's a weak link in the team, you know, no hard feelings if you toss me out.
I mean, it's either like you or like Mr. Krabs.
So, Mr. Krabs would do significantly better environment than I would.
That's all right. I'll just take my boy. All right.
I love it, dude.
Yeah,
all right.
So
great.
That's my squad.
Dude,
we
had great top fives. Like,
yeah.
This is
yeah.
a good one. Madeline.
Okay, guys.
I just want to say real quick, pick. If I had a nickel for every time it was between me and Mr. Krabs.
You'd have a nickel.
I'd have two nickels.
Really?
Which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice.
Shout out
to
Dr.
Doofenshmirtz.
Shout out to my boy, Heinz.
Heinz ketchup.
Guys, this is so hard. I have so many that I could just snatch up here.
After this, I'm going to give a list of honorable mentions.
No, yeah. I was going to ask.
We should, for sure.
Can't forget, bro.
Oh, I think I've got to do Timmy Turner from Fairly OddParents.
Whoa.
Just because, like, he's got some fairies on his side. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And
sometimes it's not just about you. It's about
your
who
friends.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Who are your friends, man? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a very magenta, pink, reddish.
Yeah.
Classic Madeline.
Correct.
Yeah. I think like most of mine are pink.
Yeah.
No, because you got Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong pink.
Kind of. It. Last time I saw him, like a little bit purpley, but pretty pink.
I'll throw the photos
for brunch,
each of us.
Just the other day.
And then
Lava Girl
is very pink.
Lava Girl, yeah.
Wilbur.
Pink.
Wilbur,
only
solid
pink.
Solid pink. Azula.
Azula's red.
Reddish, yeah.
She's the only one sporting solid red.
Yep.
Yeah.
And TT, Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner.
Yeah. That's a great
TT's actually Tyler Timothy, but...
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Not to be confused with THT.
THT.
Timmy Heckin Turner.
Anyways, guys.
Vicky Bones Wemby.
Vicky Bones
yeah.
Wemby.
How do we want to like talk about honorable mentions? You know, like
I'm just gonna.
We can just.
We have about 10 minutes left. Right. Of the recording, or time wise. So
okay.
I'm gonna throw out my honorable mention. Well,
yeah.
Should we just go one by one honorable mentions?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start with Uniqua from the Backyardigans.
Oh yeah.
I had her on my list
on
my board.
She was talking about Uniqua.
Yeah.
I was talking about Uniqua.
Great pick. Anyways, let's rapid fire these out.
I had Wilt from, did you guys ever watch Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
I did.
No.
So Wilt, can you pull up a pic just so we can like show these two and then editor Matthew pop up a pic. But so Wilt is an imaginary friend. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends just has a, you know, it's a foster home for imaginary friends that have.
What the heck?
He's the
oh
best.
Yeah. You can pull it up on your computer. So he's the kindest guy. And so
he
likes
is.
Basketball, and he only has one arm. And he's just
is that
he's
a
just
Cartoon Network
really
thing?
Cool.
It was the best. I don't know what it
I
was.
Think it's
I don't know
Network.
What it was on.
I think so. I think it was Cartoon Network.
Yeah. I didn't watch it growing up, but I watched it like a year ago. Danielle was watching it, and I just saw a few episodes.
Yeah. Jason, you got one?
He got all of his picks.
Starbursts came to mind.
Like, that's a solid op.
Specifically the pink ones and the red ones.
Love
know,
it,
dude.
Love it.
What we're doing here today.
Yeah.
Power Rangers also came to mind.
Yeah.
Are you thinking red or pink Power Ranger? Are they both on the board?
I thought of pink when he said Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want to just, like, one of us just, like, read all of our honorable
sure,
mentions
just go.
And then another one?
Yeah, let's just keep going.
Yeah. Jason, do you want
to? Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout-out to, you know, Starburst Power Rangers, like I said. Also, Patrick Starr, Kirby.
Yeah.
Shout out to my homie Birdo. Knuckles.
Wait, Birdo? Knuckles.
Birdo.
Who's Birdo?
You know, a little pink homie in
Birdo like, in Mario. Like
Mario Kart.
Great pitcher in Super Mario Sluggers.
Just got like the big like
nostril.
Let's call that. Just one big nostril.
Like the tube. Yeah.
Might also be her mouth. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Birdo.
That's a great one.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Cool.
That's pretty much
it. I got Mr. Mint from Candyland.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
Wait, does he look like
he's striped.
Like Candy Cane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if his name's Big Red or just Red from Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Red guy.
Wait, classic. Is Big Red just like the like huge bird and maybe Red is the regular one?
Yeah, I think Red's just the regular
Both
one.
Both great honorable mentions.
Yeah. Baymax when he's in his suit.
Okay.
Fire. Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep going these out. The red M&M.
Oh. Whoa.
Muno from Yo Gabba Gabba. The big red guy.
I got Fufa from Yo Gabba Gabba, the pink one.
Oh yeah. There you go. Sid the Science Kid.
Oh.
We just recently talked about that.
Whoa,
He has a red shirt. Red hoodie.
Oh, like he's like
he's orange
with purple hair.
No, yeah. Superheroes the Flash.
Oh yeah.
And then Piglet. Another pink pig.
She was on my board.
Yeah. And then...
Peppa.
Oh. Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
Shout out to the pigs.
Yeah, all the
Sebastian
pigs.
From Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
And Darth Maul.
Whoa.
Star Wars guy. So,
fire.
Those are my honorable mensch.
Madeline, do you want to...
Yeah. I think my top kind of like honorable mention here is the ladybug from Bug's Life. Have you guys seen Bug's Life? The one that like looks like a drag queen and just serves the entire movie.
Yeah.
Yep. Love it.
Love it.
Then I also have Sharpay Evans.
Whoa.
Oh my.
Wow. Yeah. Candace. Lincoln?
We could. Also, Candace is a good honorable mention.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what year you're gonna save that.
No,
Sharpay
just
plays Candace.
Do you remember like junior year when I was obsessed with the song? We Want It All by Sharpay. Wow. And dude, I
love
played
that song.
It all the time.
It's like, I Want It All, but yeah.
I Want It All, facts. I think you were sick of it, but I just like kept
Perhaps.
Playing
I was
it.
Probably sick of you.
Because you were my High School Musical friend, so like...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Keep going. Oh, yeah.
He's actually everybody's High School Musical friend.
It's true.
And then I also have DW from Arthur.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Just because like... That girl's sassy. She reminds me of my own sister. You know what I mean? Just like amount of bully.
She is definitely like the prototypical like younger sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She crawled so that our siblings could walk.
Literally.
Wait.
Yeah.
Listen, don't quote me on anything.
I also had Edith from Despicable Me.
Ooh.
Just because she's
that's a good
Wait.
One.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The pink girl.
Mm-hmm.
The
beanie.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
That's a solid pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great pick.
And then my last one that I, like, I really wanted to use, but, like, I feel like it just wouldn't play over well because I don't know if you guys have seen Nanny McPhee. Have you guys seen Nanny McPhee?
Ooh, a long time ago.
So. Oh, I was going to do the evil stepmom, like, from, like, Nanny McPhee. But,
all right.
You see, that did not work. But that's okay.
Cool.
That's
let's,
why it was an honorable mention.
Yeah. Great picks, guys. We're going to wrap this up really fast.
Can I say my honorable mention?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Go. I'd just like to say Phineas from Phineas and Ferb. He was high up there. I'm a huge fan. Jack. Like I said earlier.
Jack.
Piglet. A gal called Mina Ashido. She's from an anime. She's just pink, and she's my favorite character. Strawberry Shortcake. Dub up. Did you guys ever watch He-Man?
Yeah.
Orko.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
The Among Us baby, just in case I didn't get the Among Us guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Baron.
Yeah, from Snoopy.
Oh, I was thinking the pizza.
The pizza. What?
What's the...
Isn't the Red Baron the Snoopy's, like, fighter jet?
The Red Baron was also, I'm pretty sure, like, an actual person.
I think
it
was. That's why they're basing off
but
of that.
Isn't there, like, Red Baron pizza? Do you guys... Have you heard of that?
I'm not familiar with that.
Maybe.
I think there's Red Baron Pizza. If not, there's something Baron Pizza.
All right.
Is that?
So that's all.
That's
okay.
List,
cool.
List.
Let's get a quick Yay of the Day in here. Basically, for anybody that doesn't know, Yay of the Day is where we like to go around, give a little shout out to something a little underrated out there in the world.
Matthew, do you want to start us off with your
I
day
do,
today?
Just because we were here last night watching the fireworks, my day of the day goes to, like, lookout spots.
Yeah. So, nice, yeah. Nice, mm-hmm. nice. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't. I'm just doing rapid fire. Like, oh, wow. I'm just going fast. Wow.
If I may go next.
Yeah.
Just keeping with the red and pink theme, my year of the day is clouds, like, especially like at sunsets and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Stole my year of the day from last time. I'm just kidding.
I know, for real.
Clouds.
Clouds. Like, obviously, they're beautiful in the sky, but, like, paired with sunsets, gotcha, double yay. Gotcha.
Double yay.
Beautiful,
okay.
Beautiful.
Teammate yay right there. Like it, man.
My yay of the day is the Chewy Lemon Heads, but I also want to give a shout out to, liking things that you didn't used to.
That's a great
that's
one.
That's always yeah. nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Little shout out.
Just because I'm staring at Tayson's awesome necklace here. My NDA day is for today. Is for snakes. I love snakes.
Shout out to classic Madeline Merrill.
Yeah, yeah. I love snakes.
Great picks. Mm-hmm. Great of the day. We want to wrap this up.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in to Season 3, Episode 23 of the Ram Talk Podcast. I honestly forgot how to do this. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a like, subscribe if you want to. We'll be back, maybe. If you're on Spotify, be sure to give us a 5-star, or however many you feel like we deserve.
10-star props.
Anyways... thank you to Madeline and Isaac for joining us
for the last time in a while.
Somebody for the last time and somebody for the first time.
Hey, go crush in Nebraska, bro.
Thanks, man.
We'll miss you for real.
You guys keep crushing on the pod.
Oh,
we'll try.
This pod will be crushed.
Facts.
Madeline will replace you.
But yeah. Anyways,
upgrades for real.
Thank you all for tuning in whichever capacity you chose to. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to our
great
podcast.
Episode.
Be nice to people, and we'll see you next week. Keep on dancing, baby.
Airplane flying over us right now. Peace.